Next case, please.
Thank you. The next case is 11,624. The estate of Virginia Ray seeks variances to reduce the side yard and the rear yard setbacks. Section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the northeast corner of Derrickson Creek Road and Beth Marie Lane. The 911 address is 37469 Derrickson Creek Road, Frankfurt. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 134, Map 21, Parcels 18.14. There are no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Specifically, they're requesting a 1.1-foot variance for the side, a 4.5-foot variance for the rear, and a 3.1-foot variance for the rear, all for the house. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Jane Hegel, and I represent the Sisters Estate, and the property is 37469 Harrison Creek Road, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. I'm here to represent my sister's estate. We have to sell her house. And in having a survey done, we found that the house was out of your setback rules. The house that my sister lived in, the original part of the house, was moved there in 1985. When my sister purchased it, she wanted to add an addition. And on June 20th of 2002, she received a permit for her addition and a certificate of occupancy on March 25th in 2003, which time she moved in. This part of the house that's not in your setback rules is on the side, which faces a wooded area of pine trees and things. Mm-hmm. Originally, this was going to be a development by the Asa woman. I don't know how they plan to get all these properties in for all the water and everything that's there. But the original plan for that particular area was a lagoon. So it doesn't really hinder any of the neighbors on that particular part of the property.
All right. Let's see if any questions from members of the board. I'm going to start down here with you, Mr. Mills.
You had filled out the application.
I did.
And in that application, you wrote down and addressed the standards for granting a variance. Can you just go over those for us?
Those that you filled
out.
Do you have those with you?
Yes, but I think I missed a page.
Well, here, you can use these.
Okay.
Yeah, just see what you wrote, man.
If you're talking about
these right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
you can come this way.
Oh, you have one of them? Oh, okay.
Thanks. I'm using my computer. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. That's what he's referring to. If you'll read those first, please.
Okay, so we're.
You start with uniqueness of the property, number one.
Okay. Do you want to know about the home?
Well, yeah, you just want to address them. In other words, read them what you've.
Okay, I did state the fact initially that the house was placed there in 1985, and my sister decided that she needed to add an addition to it, which was a master bedroom and a second floor room.
Okay.
And that was a permit was received on June 20th for that. Mm-hmm. And then her occupancy permit was issued March 25th, 2003. The original permit was in 2002.
Okay.
And there is exceptional practical difficulty because it's a property that's already in existence.
All right.
And
number two?
This does not apply as the structure is built and has been there remodeled since 2002. It's already in existence, used as a home, and variance must be granted so that it can continue to be used as a home. And then the applicant, which is me, is the executrix of the estate, and the will ordered that the property be sold. And this violation came to light in the process of selling the property.
Okay.
And the current house has been in existence since 2002, did not pose a problem to the existing neighborhood. Home is used as a residence, and this is a residential area. And as you can see by the current survey that's attached to this, the existing structure is out of variance by approximately 5 feet or less. There are two corners of the house that do not meet the requirement, requesting a 1.1-foot side variance, which is the minimum that is required by to bring side yard into 15-foot setback required, a 3.1-foot and a 4.5-foot for the rear yard.
The in regard to uniqueness, the house sits very close to the road, and it looks like the property is a good-sized parcel.
It what she has now is two parcels of land, which we have decided to make that become one parcel.
But
and it does sit very close to the front. There's a swell.
And then, swell.
And then there's the road.
Okay. And is there anything, well, regardless if there was anything prohibiting the original structure to be built further back, the fact is that the original structure was already there. And
right, the original structure was okay. Relocated to that
location,
and then my sister added on the other part that is out of variance.
Is there like a septic or something to the rear of the house?
There is a septic to the rear, and we are getting ready to make a new septic system.
Okay. Okay. All right. No other questions.
Okay. Any further questions, Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Becker? Any questions?
Yeah, it looked like it was a big lot at one time, and your setbacks were changed because you are eliminating the line there. Aren't you eliminating that line and making that one parcel?
What my sister had was she owned the front parcel, which has her house on it, and she owns the second land that has the you couldn't build on it. It wouldn't sustain any septic system, you know, for a house or anything. She had tried to sell it at one time. It never passed Denrac's ability to perk the land. Or
is it two parcels right now?
It's two parcels right now. Okay. What we were trying to do is
to
combine
them.
And then we found out when we came here to the planning that it was out of setback variance.
Okay.
So what we're trying to do is get that approval so we can come back and request the
Well, you got away with a little better than that, because if you had made it one parcel, you would have had it been 40 feet from County Road 36. Okay.
So
you're better on.
You're better off for what you just did. Now you need the variances. you said you were issued a CC, a certificate of compliance.
Yes, I called up and found out that there was a certificate of occupancy of March 25th, 2003.
2003.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she had received a permit for her addition June 20th on 2002. Now, seemingly that when they moved the house, I don't know who moved the house there in 1985, there was no certificate issued if you had to have one at that time.
Okay, so in other words, you did get,
just
we're
since,
looking at right now,
right,
you did get a certificate.
Had it.
2003, March of 2003.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay, Mr. Whitman?
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Shuff, any questions?
Yeah, just one. The addition that was made, do you know where that was, what part of the house was? Was it on the side?
As you're looking at her house, I know you have a copy of the, do you have a copy of the survey?
Yeah, we have the survey.
As you're looking face to the house, the addition was added on to the right-hand side of the property.
Okay, very good. That's all I have. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any further questions? Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I think there's obviously a uniqueness to the parcel than that the house couldn't be placed much further back, if at all, because the testimony from the applicant says that, you know, it wasn't buildable. I think the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and that being to settle the estate. And Obviously, the hardship was not created by the applicant. We didn't hear testimony that would alter the central character of the neighborhood or substantially or permanently impair the appropriate uses of other properties. Nor did we hear anything regarding the detriment of public welfare. I think it's a minimum to afford relief. I make a motion we approve case number 11,624.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Ricker that we approve case number 11,624. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,624 is approved.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.